It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Yes, indeed. Happy Halloween, everybody. Welcome on into Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill. Got the TVs going with all kinds of sports action waiting on Thursday Night Football this evening. The Houston Texans at the New York Jets. Looking forward to Week 9 start. And then, obviously, Sunday we got Saints at Carolina. It's, I don't want to say a must-win game, but it's a better win game for this.
You better win, right?
We're going to be talking to Anish Sharoff, the voice of the Carolina Panthers, after the first break. And we kind of mentioned that the Carolina Panthers, another squad dealing with a bunch of injuries, much less a quarterback situation that is very uneasy.
Yeah, because, okay, Andy Dalton's a full participant.
Right.
The last 2 days, and he comes out and says, I'm not playing against the Saints. So, listen, I told Charlie this long ago. People don't want to believe that an owner has that type of control. David Tepper does. He's got that type of pull here to say, I'm the one who wanted Bryce over C.J. Stroud.
Exactly.
And you play him because I'm taking heat that he's on the bench. Play him. And so I think their best chance to win, though, would have been with Andy Dalton at quarterback. I'll be honest with you. Bryce hasn't done anything to assure you that he can be that guy. Doesn't have a lot of weapons. And you know, no excuses on that part. Man, has he struggled. Yes, he struggled as a player.
That's why you look at a lot of people complaining about Ms. Benson as the owner of the Saints, but she's not meddling in the football operations part of things, whereas you know a guy like Tepper or Jerry Jones is constantly going to be in your ear about what you should do roster-wise.
Okay, I've said this before. Man, right now the Saints are bad and boring. The one thing with the Panthers, they bad, but, man, the owner don't make them boring.
No, that's true.
You know, because you don't know where he's going to – what he's going to say, what he's going to do from week to week. And I think sometimes he made so much money, and God bless him. I mean, he is a very good businessman and very good investor. But you think the same sort of things apply in sports, and it doesn't quite – it's not quite the same.
I know better than you.
And even though he never had – well, he was a part owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers at one time.
Right.
And so that's how he got the in to buy the Carolina Panthers. Man, he's a live wire, no insulation. So you got what you got. And they are bad, but, boy, he sure don't make them boring. Because week to week, you don't know what he's going to come up with.
It's hard to comprehend, too, Mike, with this franchise. We've seen the true talent that they've had has been shipped out the door.
Yeah, because, you know, I didn't think they would get rid of Burns, Brian Burns. I mean, he's a really good football player. And they sort of said, you know, I don't want to pay you, so go play with the Giants. I'll trade you. And that's exactly what they did. And it's been kind of nonstop. So before the season started, you know, I got Jake on. And so Jake DeLome was I told him, I said, man, Jake, you know, they got some people thinking they'll win 5 or 6 games. He said, Mike, you said that. I said, no, not me. I said, I've had other people think they can win 5 or 6 games. He said, I didn't think you were hanging around with David Tepper because he's the only one that thinks they'll win 5 or 6. He said, they lucky to win 2 or 3. Now, he said this before the season,
right,
and he's the color analyst for the Carolina Panthers. It's not like Jake is really scared somebody's going to do him anything. He can go back to Lafayette, you know, and do things. But
just telling it like he sees it, right.
But I think he's absolutely right. You know, they would be lucky to win two or three. And he saw very early in the training camp and into the preseason, like, I ain't seen nothing that would make me think this team would win five or six games. But that was Jake, you know. Hey, man, he come out of blasting with it, and I think he's absolutely right about it.
Yeah, I did hear him with Mike Haas on Tuesday night mentioning the fact that, you know, things obviously not great right now, but he's trying to look for the bright side of things and does feel that the franchise is at least heading in the right direction compared to where they were right now a year ago.
Well, I'd agree there. I'd agree.
It was a total cluster, you know what, last season.
But, you know, boy, you invested so much in Bryce Young.
Right.
And if that doesn't work out, you got some major issues, and you still owe the Bears a second-round pick in 2025 in the Bryce Young trade.
Ouch. Yeah, you talk about getting, you know, trading up for that young quarterback, and then that's what happens. You end up leaving that cupboard bare.
And think about
who wants that job, right?
You know, the one thing is he lacks patience as an owner. And so now, you know, if I'm Dave Canales or Dan Morgan, I'm like, man, what's going to happen after the year? You know, and this is not a quick turnaround.
Even though
if you have a great draft in 2025 and free agent pickups, okay, you're not turning this team around. You 2 years at best away from being a competitive team at best.
It doesn't happen like the Texans did.
Well, boy, that's the biggest surprise for me, Steve.
That was a quick turnaround there.
I look over the last maybe 10 or 12 years, you know, because Deshaun Watson, he carried him on his back.
Right.
And I've never seen a player lose it that fast. You talk about he was a big-time player, and coaches, players all said the same. I hated playing against him.
Yeah.
He was that good, and then that year and a half off – and maybe things off the field also circumvented that. But what happened there to bring in D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson?
Right, it was like that perfect storm they had.
And everything worked
for
them. And they have a general manager who is very good as a player personnel guy to fit what – because he talked about it in the offseason. He said, I think it's a big thing for us finding the right fit for the Houston Texans. It's not off of a stat sheet, or it's not off of his height, weight, speed, how much he can bench press, anything else. It's about, does he fit with the Houston Texans? And he said, I think that's the key for us to continue this, to get those type players. Because not everybody's Watusi. Okay, some guys, the very few guys that you can put them on any team and they play the same. You got to find guys that sort of fit what you do, and the Texans will never be able to do that. And as bad as they were, I never thought they could swing it around this quick.
Checking in on Mike on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking text line, where you can sound off to 504-260-1870. Let us know what you're up to this Halloween. I know we got Jimmy and Gretna on the line. Happy Halloween, my man. What you up to?
Hey, man, we're about to go to the rich neighborhood and get all the good candy. You know what I'm saying?
The full-size bars.
No.
We're about – not the fun size, the full size. You know what I'm saying? They're going all – and we're about to – I'm loading the kids up now. We're going to drop them off, and, you know, they'll call us up afterwards. And us adults, we're going to have an adult beverage, if you know what I mean. Now, listen, let me say something. Tulane tonight, that is crazy stat, Steve and Mike, how Tulane's playing on a Halloween night tonight on the road. Then they play again Thanksgiving night. That's pretty cool. They've had a great year. I'm really impressed with Summerall. I mean, the fact he gave the keys of the car to this freshman. And I've always been a believer that you get a quarterback with 25 or more starts in college football, you're going to have a really good player. I think that's what made Brock Purdy what he is. We joke about Nick Mullins, but he's made a career. He had a lot of starts. Jaden Daniels, a lot of starts between Arizona State and LSU. So at first I thought it was going to be the Oregon transfer for Tulane, but – this Mensa kid looks like the real deal if he stays healthy. And look, pivoting to the Pelicans, you know, we should have won at least one of those two games. I know everybody's frustrated with the Saints. They're focused on the Pelicans a little bit, but now they're kind of doo-doo in the bed, like Mike says. They got a lot of home games coming up starting tomorrow. What? Explain this to me. We sent Carlo Mackovich to the G League, and then we're playing guys yesterday that were basically off the street. Explain that to me. I don't get that. I know the injuries are mounting. And explain to me what's going on with Herb Jones with that injury.
Carlo Mackovich, Jimmy, and Antoni Reeves, the team has called them up today from Birmingham. So I think it was the case. I don't think they anticipated, obviously, these injuries happening and needing these guys right away.
Okay, and we talk about this a lot, Jimmy, of when in the offseason you think about what could happen and who you could lose. If you lost Devontae Murray, who was going to take his place? How much thought got into that part? Okay, they got nobody on this team today that can be that facilitator. No one. And now you stuck. You stuck with what you got. And so the anticipation of what could potentially happen, and that was something Bobby don't let me say, but Jim Finks used to say, man, I put up so much time of things that could happen, and are we good enough to overcome it with this player? And he always felt there was never a huge drop-off between the first guy and the second, and because he wanted to keep it that way.
Sure.
Now today, look in the NFL or the NBA, it is Mount Everest drop-off with players and the performance that happens afterwards. So you got to think about what could happen, what could potentially happen to your basketball team. And they seem to be a rudderless ship right now on having someone take control of the team and making other players better like Murray would have done. And they were so good on defense, and you don't see an ounce of that today. They're not good on defense. Now, me say, I give him credit. He's been the one guy that you could say he's better than what we thought.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasant surprise for sure.
No question.
We are taking a break here on Sports Talk. When we get back, we'll be diving into Carolina Panthers with their voice, Anish Shiroff, helping us break down this team. What's so different about this squad from week one? We'll find out about that and more right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome back into Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino, breaking down Week 9 at Carolina to help us with that. The voice of the Carolina Panthers, Anish Shiroff. Appreciate the time. Fresh off an airplane. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm just about to check into my hotel here in the parking lot of a Renaissance here in Boca Raton, Florida.
Ah, very nice. So looking at this matchup on Sunday, Anish, what's the biggest, I guess you would say, difference with this Carolina squad from the last time the Saints saw them in week one?
Well, it's a loaded question. I would say for starters, It's a team that's not as healthy as it was going into the season. You guys saw in that first game, Derrick Brown, who's the best player on the team, suffered a season-ending knee injury. That was big. They've been banged up really in the front seven for most of the first 8 weeks. They're starting to get a little healthier in there. And then, you know, Bryce Young played early, then he was benched. Andy Dalton started. They beat Vegas. Then Dalton injured his thumb on his throwing hand in a car accident last week. And Bryce was reinserted into the starting lineup against the Broncos. And, you know, didn't do that great. Had a touchdown pass on his opening drive and then really a whole lot of nothing until the very final drive when the game was decided. So Bryce will start again on Sunday. But it's been a tough go. You know, it's been a tough go where, if you remember, the first pass of that game for the Panthers, their first play from scrimmage, was an interception thrown by Bryce Young against New Orleans in the opener. And it's kind of been a harbinger of things to come.
Anish, they traded off Deontay Johnson. He was a guy brought in that, you know, because of Xavier Leggett coming in as a rookie, looked as though Deontay was going to be the guy. He was going to be the main catch guy for the team. And then, you know, he comes out with that, man, I can't play every position. I'm just playing receiver. I told Charlie, our producer, he ain't going to be there much longer. Well, sure enough, he didn't last a week, so to speak. He was gone. The receiving core for Bryce now, and looks as though Leggett's now on he's on the injury report, and Adam Thielen looks as though he's hurt too. So what's happening on that end, on the catch part, and will they try to get the ball more to Jatavion Sanders, the tight end?
Well, the guy I think you should be on the lookout for is a player by the name of Jalen Coker, undrafted rookie out of Holy Cross. Steve Smith, former Panther great, was really high on this kid coming out of college. Panthers sign him after he doesn't go drafted. Got hurt early in camp and then played pretty well in camp and actually didn't make the 53, so anybody could have had him. Signed to the practice squad. Was continuing to really push on the practice squad. And since he's been bumped to the active roster, he looks like he's a real find. Almost like the Saints had with Rashid Shaheed a few years ago. Not the same type of player, but big guy, 6'3", really good at contested catches. And they found something in Coker, a guy who can really be a part of the turnaround. Thielen looks to be getting healthier. There's a chance he plays this weekend. We'll find out for sure Friday. Leggett, I think, has kind of had a typical rookie season, been up, been down, but he's been a big guy in a red zone. He's got 3 touchdowns. And, you know, JT Sanders, same deal. He was kind of thrown into the fire earlier, the tight end, 4th rounder out of Texas, thrown into the fire early in the season with some injuries to that position. He has settled into it. I think that's going to make him a better player. Didn't do a whole lot against Denver, but the previous 2 weeks, he set new career highs in receptions and receiving yards, and he's, you know, starting to settle in. So the silver lining in 1-7 really has been that this draft class can be a foundational piece and a foundational base for this franchise. But to your point on Deontay Johnson, chemistry and locker room and all that stuff matters. Culture matters, especially with a first-year head coach, especially with a young quarterback, especially with Dan Morgan, who's in his first year as the full-time GM. So, you know, that was kind of one of those where, Deontay Johnson maybe didn't want to be there. I don't know all the details, but I think word had gotten out that he was not a happy camper.
One of the things that can always help a rookie quarterback or second-year quarterback is to have a running game. And I think that's the key for the Panthers. If they have the path to win Sunday, is they got to be able to run the football and protect Bryce a little bit, that not every throw has to matter. Has the running game progressed from week one or early in the season? Because, you know, the bell cow guy has been Chuba Hubbard there. And because I always think, man, when you don't have a running game to complement a young quarterback, you got problems big time.
The running game has been the strength of this team, really the run game and the offensive line. And I'm not sure it totally showed week one, but when Andy Dalton took over and
you know, you're watching the line block. And even, you know, some of the plays where Bryce made mistakes or was sacked, at times that seemed it was more of him not trusting his protection and getting out of the pocket too quickly. He was better about that in the game against Denver. Denver had one of the best pass rushes in the NFL, and the line, even with a couple of injuries, held up pretty well against that Broncos team. The O-line, this is a legitimate top five, top ten offensive line, and it should be. They, you know, spent a lot of money on it in the offseason. And Chuba Hubbard, really since week three, has kind of taken off. He's fifth in the NFL in rushing. He's not, I think, you know, toward the bottom of the top ten in attempts. At times, they would like to use him more, but they've been behind by so much in these games, it takes you out of the run. And the new wrinkle that you guys might be seeing on Sunday is the debut of second-round pick Jonathan Brooks, who this team loves. Rookie out of Texas, running back, can pass, can catch. He's physical. He's slippery. Great contact balance. He's coming off an ACL injury, which he suffered toward the end of his season at Texas. It's been about a year since he's had the injury to the ACL surgery recovery. So, you know, there's still the trust factor. Do you trust the knee? Do you trust the cuts? But they feel he's got a chance to be a special player. He was the first running back taken. So this run game, this offensive line, that's what they lean on. And, you know, if they got to throw the ball 40 times a game, that means they're probably behind and it gets you out of the run. And that's kind of what happened week one against New Orleans, where that game was over so quickly and the deficit was so big quickly they could never get into the run game.
What are the biggest keys for this Carolina squad heading, you know, going into this game against the Saints? Obviously, a team, both teams know each other well, but obviously the matchup in Carolina, so the home field advantage is there. But where else can the Panthers take advantage of the Saints? Is it that run game?
I think it starts there. It starts with the run game. The Saints have had their issues on defense, and then, you know, what kind of version of Derek Carr shows up, right? If Derek Carr is going to be the guy, the Saints have had, you know, their issues and their injuries on the offensive side of the ball, and the Panthers starting to get a little healthier on the defensive side. Still no Derek Brown, but Clowney was out for a few weeks. He's back. Josie Jewell is back. So they're starting to get some pieces back on that side of the ball. I think we all look at this from the Panthers side as a winnable game, given the current state of the Saints. And frankly, you guys have a better read on this than we do. I mean, Dennis Allen was on the hot seat going into the year. If they lose to 1-7 Carolina, you know, there may not be a week 10 for Dennis Allen.
Yeah, that's definitely a huge concern for him because it just hasn't been pretty. Obviously, the six-game skid right now, you mentioned Carolina's struggling too, and it's hard to believe that Panthers come away with this win. All of a sudden, boom, the Saints and Panthers are tied in the NFC South at 2-6. 2-7, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild. And I'll be honest, after what we saw from New Orleans week one and then to follow it up week two against Dallas, I know they've had a rash of injuries, but boy, the way it's crashed and how quickly it's crashed was a surprise where 2 weeks in, they looked like they could be one of the real surprise teams in the NFC.
Manish, definitely appreciate the time. Have a good one and be hearing you on Sunday with the call.
Thank you, Manish.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right. Voice of the Carolina Panthers, Anish Sharoff, joins us there as
so
the Carolina
Steve,
Panthers get ready to host them Saints.
You heard what I said. Doing shows in Carolina, they said, man, this, the way the Saints are, this is a team we should beat.
Right.
And we say the same thing
right,
here.
Get right game.
And so you heard Anish say exactly that because I've done about three since Monday, and they all say the same thing, you know, with that on the schedule. Hey, we can get right here.
I get it. Obviously, we've seen this team the last couple of games, and it's just been painful because it looks like a shell of what we've seen from Saints football.
No question about it. But them getting Brooks, and I'm pretty sure he may be on what do you want to call a pitch count.
Right, right.
On how many carries.
Still scared against that Saints rookie,
I always thought that if he would not have had the knee injury, he would have went in the 20s in round one.
Yeah.
He was that good. Excellent runner, between the tackles, got a burst to the corner, can catch the ball coming out of the backfield. Then you get the ACL, and you know that's a 1 year, you're on the shelf. When you got an ACL injury, you can bank it. It's 11 months to a year.
You heard Shirov saying that there's a chance he could be back in action on Sunday against the Saints, and we know that run defense has been really, really
good.
A huge concern for them.
That's for sure.
We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk and come back with more as we get ready for Thursday Night Football here at the Treasure Chest Casino. It's taking a break and be right back after this on WWL. Here at the Treasure Chest Casino in Kennebra, hanging out for Thursday Night Football between the Houston Texans and the New York Jets. Getting ready to start 7 o'clock on WWLAMFM.com. And the Odyssey app. We were talking about Saints-Panthers, and coverage of that will start 8 a.m. Sunday. First Take with me and Charlie Long. Time for the Saints Nation to check in with us. Then at 10 o'clock, you can join Bobby Hebert for the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff. Game time then with Deuce McAllister and Hoss is at high noon. Just turn down those TVs and sync up to your boys, Mike and Hoss. Mike Hoss and Deuce McAllister. And then when it's over, me and Cajun Cannon on the Ciroc Point after till a, what's that, 6 p.m.?
Yeah, 6 p.m.
Saints-Panthers, that's 10 hours of wall-to-wall coverage, Sunday starting 8 a.m. right here on WWL and the free Odyssey app. And obviously, we talked about it there with Anish, and he mentioned it too, like you said, Mike. We're looking at this as an easy kind of layup or a get-right game, and the Panthers are thinking the same thing where, well, yeah, we got the Saints coming to town. Time to get win number two.
Yeah, it's a 5-foot jump shot. That's what they think it is. And so something's got to give here. And I think the big thing is getting Derek Carr back. You know, and not that he's, you know, a franchise quarterback, but he gives you the best chance to win. You know, you played the young guys, and they had their moments at times, but there was just no consistency with it. And I think, you know, the one thing with Derek, he can kind of settle everything down. This team will be much better settled when they get Eric McCoy back. Because I think that's the big key, that get your center back there. And I think you'll be a better team with Eric McCoy back in the lineup. And that's still a couple of weeks away.
I felt like last week I was kind of surprised. You know, Taysom Hill was back in the mix, and we just really didn't see much of his involvement. And it was seemed very limited. And just looking forward to him getting more involved in this offense because he brings that big physicality factor to me.
Peculiar play calling. and how do you again, I'm not a play caller, so but, man, how they use some of the guys is sort of strange at times. But, again, man, you had a lot of people rolling in. Their offensive line didn't give them a lot of help in the passing game. Man, that was a lot of leakage up front.
Right.
And at times you hit a big running play, but, Steve, that was about as bad an offensive performance as you could see. Now, it was really not good.
As you would say, pitiful.
It was it's three words, pitiful. He's right. It wasn't good at all.
I was just thinking, too, like obviously you mentioned, you know, the problems with the offensive line. You would think maybe Taysom would get more of those shots at under center. But it just didn't materialize.
The way things have went, I'm almost to the point where
you're second and third guessing in Monday.
Had this lasted any longer, I'd have said let him play quarterback.
Yeah,
start him at quarterback and let him play.
No, because you obviously see the guys have no shot, the youngins and Jay Kaner and Spencer Rattler. It really isn't fair to them considering all what's missing on that offense with the line and the weapons.
And remember when we had Drew on, I think is the most telling comment, and we're talking about quarterbacks, and he said, man, you know, to play him right now, sometimes you got to play him. You know, because where you picked them at, you got to play them. And then injuries got involved here, and you didn't keep an experienced backup. And so you thought about that. If something happened to Carr, you have nobody that's driven the car on the highway in the NFL.
Right.
And that's a big difference. Yeah, because, man, sometimes we get them texts, football's football. Oh, yeah? okay. Man, if you think high school football is the same as the NFL, you're kidding yourself. But it's a big jump, no question about it. And I think at this stage, Steve, you got to look to see if you got to find something to hang your hat on. What you do best with the roster you have,
yeah,
that's healthy. You got to find something that works.
Well, you talked with Anish earlier, and you were saying, you know, the run game and stopping the
for
run.
Them.
But that's something the Saints haven't been able to do on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and the Panthers haven't stopped the run. They've run pretty well, but they haven't stopped the run.
So hopefully we see AK go off on Sunday.
And also, too, and a consistent pass rush. They got no pass rush with the Panthers.
Right.
Zip. And so you can't cover forever. You know, there's a point where coverage, you know, breaks down. The receiver got the advantage. And, you know, so you got to take advantage and try to hit some big plays. I think Chris Olave being more involved here because of his connection much more to Derek Carr.
Right.
I think you'll see a lot of Chris Olave in this game being targeted.
Mike, some bad news for the Rams I'm seeing here on social media. Puka Nacua was limited in practice today but left early because of a knee issue.
That ain't good.
Man, they just got him back.
He's a guy, too. You can tell he's talented.
Yes.
But, you know, again, man, the injury bug has hit him almost the same way it's hit Cooper Kupp at almost the same time.
It's amazing when you see a talented dude like that, and how does he go so slip so far in the draft?
Okay, he didn't hit the measurables. He didn't run fast. He didn't jump high. Okay, so I don't know sometimes how you get caught up in that.
Right.
You know what? Because the way I did it, I was always looking for a football player. Okay? And then sometimes the best players aren't the fastest. they don't lift the most weight. But you fall in love because you see that. And a lot of times what we don't see is a head coach get involved. And that's what he has seen. Okay? He has seen the workouts. I can see him on tape,
right.
But he really hasn't kept up with them. And they got a lot of head coaches that have their fingerprint on some of those picks.
Yeah, I guess you got to really rely on that scouting department, obviously.
Yeah, I think the later the draft picks are, that's when you really lean on it. I know Coach Payton, he told Bobby and I this when I asked him about draft choices. He says, I know the top 100.
Right.
Like I said, after that, I got to lean on the scouting department.
Well, we're going to lean on a break right now. When we get back, we'll be closing things out here at the Treasure Chest Casino as we get ready for Thursday Night Football, WWLAMFM.com, between the New York Jets and Houston Texans. We'll be right back after this, so stay tuned on WWL. As we close things out, I want to remind everybody you can have this show delivered directly to your phone absolutely free. You can listen to all 4 hours, one specific hour, or just the hottest clips. Download the Odyssey app and follow all of us, Tommy, Newell, Sports Talk. It's that easy. We realize you can't always be listening to the entire show live, so Odyssey makes it easy. You listen when you want, how you want. That goes for this show and all of the shows that you love on WWL. Just got to download that free Odyssey app and take control, or just tell your smart speaker, play WWL. The Tulane Green Wave driving down the field here against Charlotte have been putting it to them early. We'll see if they can get this into the end zone, but man,
and
oh man.
They've converted 2 fourth-down plays.
Right, I was going to say, they're doing their number on the Charlotte 49ers. I can't believe there's 49ers in Charlotte, Mike.
Okay, but one thing Coach Sumrall told me Tuesday, we're going to take some chances. And he's already done it.
He's living up to it, right?
He's living up to it. But, you know, I think he feels on the road, short week. Let's jump on them early and give them no momentum and take the crowd out of this game, and we put points on the board.
Closing thoughts on this Saints-Panthers matchup coming up on Sunday, Mike. Obviously, you got to be feeling good about the matchup, but what are your keys to getting that Saints victory?
Run the football, stop the run. Yeah, come on. And then if you stop the run – then you can put all the pressure on Bryce. Make every throw. I dare you.
Yeah.
So you got to stop the run. And also, too, for the Saints, you got to have a better running game to complement Derek Carr in the passing game.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And everyone at the Treasure Chest Casino, for Luke Augusta, Mike Dettelier, and me, Steve Geller. Have a good night, everyone. Talk to you soon. Who dat?
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.